How sublime is that? Chimano with a track, Hallelujah, playing on your best mix of music, 98.4 Capsule FM. Off heavy is the crown. If you haven't streamed it, listen to it. If you haven't listened to the conversation that we had, please check it out on the SoundCloud channel. He is alongside Naema with Into the Dawn. So a little bit of throwback there. Remember, you're the one who votes. You're the one who knows which song is coming back, which artist is coming back. Any track that makes it onto Bubbling Under is automatically a great track. It's a great, great track. I got to tell you that. Like I said, the Kenyan music scene is just exploding. It's fantastic. And the one thing you need to make sure you do is ensure that you watch these artists whenever you hear that they are performing live. I watched Savara, and I still don't have the words. I don't know which words to use. All I can say is the word experience is true. That is a very factual way to describe it. What we witnessed, it was a witness. You had to witness it. Everything he talked about in his album came to life. It was so beautiful when he brought up his, if you listen to the interview, check it out on Capsule FM SoundCloud channel. He talked about his mom being an inspiration for Fashionista. His mom, he brought his mom out on stage for Vibration. He brought Kairun out on stage. His brothers came on stage later on. It was just beautiful. It was beautiful. Whenever you hear our artists have a show, please, they are working so hard, so beautifully and so hard, making art that is so memorable. I still don't know how to describe the Savage Level experience. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe when I see Savara next, I'll have the words. But for now, whew, it was something you needed to witness. That's the, I don't have the words. I don't have the words. And now I'm so excited to switch gears and be able to introduce an artist I'm meeting for the very first time. And I love this. I love the fact that I meet artists for the first time and just get to know them and get to know who they are. And he is, I'll tell you one thing, when he walked in, when I met him, he just now really charismatic, really confident. And he is a conscientious singer, songwriter, performer, multi-instrumentalist. He's a producer. He's a live performer. And he is your friendly neighborhood rock star. All right, we're going to figure out what Clark King really, really is all about. His diversity, his talent, his spirituality, and overall great love for music comes through. So we're going to find out as I welcome him into the studio. Hey, Clark.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing? You were like telling me, I'm finally coming into the studio. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was my show. I'm sorry. I thought I was guesting. I thought I was a guest on my own show. Like, okay, you want to come
it's
on this side.
It's technically my show as well.
Huh?
It's technically my show as well.
I told y'all. Didn't I just say? We don't have to have this conversation off the radio. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. So let's get this started. You are a singer, a songwriter, a performer, a multi-instrumentalist.
Yes, yes.
So the first thing that jumped out at me when I saw all this list of things that you're able, that you do, is how many instruments do you play?
I'd say four.
Okay.
I play piano. It's my main instrument. I play guitar. I am still learning drums. And I play a nice little melodica.
Well, nice. Yes. That's quite varied.
Yeah. I wanted to be able to do everything across board. Yeah.
So did you always like instruments? Were you always drawn to music as a child?
Yes, definitely. I think it's more my drawing to instrument is the sound. I'm very drawn to sound. And as a child growing up, I remember a film because of the sound, not because of how good the film was. Yes, the film was great, but like the sounds were just amazing. And I always was in a church choir everywhere I went because I just felt myself going there. You know what I mean? So I think after I finished my high school, I was like, I think it's about time I just take this thing seriously. So that's when now I started delving really and trying to find the depths of how far my love for music and sounds goes, and I haven't found it yet. It's a bottomless pit. That
so you started off in church?
I did, yes.
That's
did,
where
yes.
you found the spark. Well, can I say musical spark?
Yep, that's about right.
All right. Now I'm reading that you have there's something about your spirituality. I believe that's the church bit, right?
Started off in church.
It started off in church.
But I think I'm at a point in my life where I'm trying to make sense of it. I'm not just trying to consume what I'm being told. I'm trying to be at a point where I understand it for myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you have been a part of a few projects, including your debut album, MDC Part 1.
Yeah, yeah.
WC Stories. And you're also one half of a duo known as Color. Yeah. And you've got multiple projects. What is the difference, would you find? And mm-hmm. and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to ask him a question later on. I'm leading to it. What would you say the difference is between working on your own and being a part of other projects or attaching yourself to other projects?
I think they're two different things in the sense that when I'm working as myself, I have to sit down and figure out what I want. That's a very selfish process. That's a very I can't accept feedback process. That's a very I'm not sharing your opinion with me type of process. It's very hard to let someone in on something that I'm doing for myself. However, when I'm working with people, you people have to, I believe that, and it's been my experience with people I work with, we have to sit down and create something that's outside the both of us. Because I can't be 100% me. And I'm not making a claim on authenticity, rather a claim on selfishness. I can't direct the project 100%. I have to concede sometimes, and so does the other person. So we're neither me nor you. We are this new thing we've tried to form, and that's a very strange dynamic. It's worked for me with very few people, but with those it has worked, it is the greatest thing. You bought something and you think to yourself, wow, who knew I could make something like this, or I could be a part of something like this, because it doesn't come from you. It comes from partly you, partly the other person, and partly whatever that thing is. Yeah.
I keep one thing I've heard from artists who've mm-hmm. been on this show and artists that I've spoken to is that they feel like they're a vessel. So I think that what you're saying, that other thing could be from the source where you're a vessel.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Your influences are quite diverse. Your spirituality. You've got psychological ideologies and beliefs. Mm-hmm. And you love Michael Jackson.
Love him
so
very much.
We're cool. Me and you are cool.
I'm okay with that. We should hang out at some point.
At some point. Queen, Bob Moses, Andrew Tumbo, Winyo, and many, many more. So it feels, or it sounds like your music is an amalgamation. I haven't heard. We're going to hear it. But is it an amalgamation of...
Yes.
Do you pull from all these diverse influences?
Yes. Growing up, I grew up mostly in hip-hop. I grew up on that side of Nairobi where, like, everyone listened to, like, Lil Wayne and stuff like that. So that really shaped my sound. And then I get to high school, I start hearing all this cultural music, and I don't hate it. And then I meet people like Andrew Tumbo that I've mentioned, and artists like Winyo who are doing such beautiful music. It's insane. Mm. And I'm like, okay. Mm. I still love the hip-hop. I still love the pop. I still love the mainstream side of things. But now... You get to hear people like Michael Jackson who are just nuts by themselves. And then you get to hear other people like Winyo who sing in the Luo, but it's golden.
Yeah.
So I try and just mesh sounds together. And that's something I try and achieve with my music. As you will hear, I'm very heavy on sound. I'm less heavy on what I'm saying, although I am, but I'm very, very heavy on how it sounds and feels like.
All right. So you lean on production, and do you get help with songwriting then? Because you say you're not so... keen on what you're saying, but you're more keen on how it sounds.
No, I do not get help if it's a me project.
Okay.
I'm in terms of taking control of things, on how it sounds, I'm very technical. Like this note has to be this note. But in terms of writing, I don't restrict myself. I allow the words to just come out, because it's like when I'm speaking, I'm not thinking about what I'm saying, I'm just being myself. And the same way I try be this when I write. But when I'm talking about how it sounds, the notes have to be precise. The exact feeling has to be achieved. And that requires a bit of technical finesse on my end. Yeah.
Okay, so this leads me to this question. And I'm happy I've waited this long to ask you. How long have you been doing music for?
This is my, third year.
So you learned all this in 3 years?
Yeah, why not? There's look, man, we have time. We do. We have the internet. We have other human beings. We have shows. We have Spotify's and YouTube's. And we don't have reasons why we don't know things. We really don't. So 3 years is more than enough time to transform your voice and your songwriting and your production and learn an instrument and sing and make an album and etc, etc, etc.
Is this what you want to do for life?
Yes. I will do this till, God comes or death, okay. Or one of the two.
Okay. So yeah. This is your life's calling.
This is it for me. I found it. I've tried many things. I played rugby. I was good at it. I've tried swimming. I have gold medals from here to Timbuktu. But no, music is the one I want to do. Music is that one I'm married to for life. Yeah.
So we're going to listen to who he's married to for life and hear his his expression of music coming up in just a bit. I'm really fascinated to meet you, Clark. I can't wait to hear you right now. It's great to have you in studio.
Thank you.
Clark Kang is coming up. Remember that this is The Lounge. Wow, let's go straight into the live sessions coming right up.
The live sessions on the Capitol Lounge.
Right, what's up? It's your boy, your friendly neighborhood rock star, Clark King. And right before I sing for you guys, I want to do a very quick thing. I want to invite you guys to my... I have a show this evening at Nairobi Street Kitchen from 5 to 7 p.m. And I have better news on that. We're running a promotion. So if you would like to get a ticket, we're giving out 10 tickets to 5 people because it's Father's Day. We are going to invite you and your dad to come and watch the show. I'm going to send out a video on my stories, on my socials. Jamhuri Sessions is going to do the same. And so is Capital FM. And we are going to give 10 tickets to 5 lucky, lucky human beings as a Father's Day gift. So stay tuned for that. Right. So here's a song from my debut album. From my beautiful instrumentalist. His name is Rick. With a very beautiful instrument. And, well, I have a little cold, but I hope you like it. So this is Alone. The weight of the world is alive with emotion. You move so divine, I could swim in the motions. I could sing you a song, but I am on my knees in a prayer. See, I'll hold you tonight, but never again. You fooled me twice, and now I wanna pretend I'm gonna let you go. But you will live with me till the end. 'Cause I'm alone with you inside of my head. My blood will let me be, 'cause you're whispering in my head. No, no, no. I'm alone with you inside of my head. Don't you let me be, oh no, with you inside of my head. It's the war inside that will keep you awake in the cool of the night. And you think with your mind, but your heart ain't right. And you feel it again. It's the dragon that sits on the gold, and he's wise and oh, he's so old. So maybe you'll jump in his pit and hope that you come out alive. 'Cause I'm alone with you inside of my head. My blood will let me be, 'cause you're whispering in my head. No, no, no. I'm alone with you inside of my head. Don't you let me be, oh no, with you inside of my head. Thank you. That was Alone from my debut album, MDC Part 1. MDC actually stands for Mountains Don't Care. So, yeah. Let me do one more song from my album. Let me do one more song for you guys. This is a song called Heaven. I wrote it some time ago. It's a very apocalyptic song, but hey, the prophecy came true to some degree, so I wrote this song right before COVID. So when COVID happened, I was like, how did I know? So here we go. Listen. Mm-hmm. It doesn't care if you're running, 'cause truthfully you can't outrun it. See, I know the battle is daunting, but you cannot win it by running. Bull by its horns as they call it, a head-on collision is coming. So make sure your armor is ready, 'cause hell and confusion is coming. Now I don't know where you came from, what you want and what you're here for, but for you I'm not fearful. Oh, heaven is my home, my home. 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 No. The sun's turning black as I'm watching. The stars up from heaven are falling. The rivers of Ormuz are forming. The rains from the clouds are pouring. And children are waiting to nourish. And farmers are waiting to harvest. Businessmen waiting to profit. But hell has arrived here to tarnish. Now I don't know where you came from, what you want and what you're here for, but for you I'm not fearful. Oh, heaven is my home, my home. Oh, heaven is my home, my home. Oh, heaven is my home, my home. Heaven is my home, my home. Yeah. Yeah, that is heaven from the album. Give it a listen. And like I said, we're doing a promo for you guys. 10 tickets to 5 people who will share and post about my show this evening. And I hope to see you guys there. Have a lovely, lovely day.
Wow. I mean, okay. I see why your confidence is like on 100. And it does. It helps that your mom walked in.
My mom did walk in. Yeah, that was a surprise. Hi, mom. Yeah, that was lovely. That was a lovely surprise.
So you evidently have support from home.
Yes. Charity begins right there. I can't change the world if I can't have a good relationship in my home.
Yeah. You like your parents support you.
Definitely.
That's beautiful. Yeah. It's so beautiful. I'm excited to meet you. And I'm glad you came.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
I hope you'll come again one day.
I will come a million more times.
Oh, okay. That's good. And you're not saying it because your mom's here to make.
Oh, no.
No, you're saying this it because is... Mom, you heard what he said. Okay, cool.
You should definitely also come to my show today.
I will see what I could do. It's sweater weather, so I'm trying to be as bundled up as I can. But you know what? I always support the music and the art. So that's great. That's the first step. Thank you so much for coming. Look, you definitely showed up and showed out for us. So I'm gonna ask you to stand but not leave, because we have a quick changeover. It's time for the news, mm-hmm. and our news reader is gonna flex,
right.
And he's gonna impress you way more. than you can imagine. Okay. Oh no, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. That's what they always. They're like, oh, this is what they did. We're gonna flex for you.
Right. Okay. Sheesh, okay.
Thank you so much, Clark King. Of course, check him out on all his socials and all. His music is available everywhere. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Peace.
All right, as we do the quick changeover right now, I just want to let you know we're all going to be in one place and one place alone. This is Naivasha. And what's going to happen is you're going to need a place to stay. And because you're going to need a place to stay, you definitely want to be in touch with the venue who are taking care of everything that you need. I want to read this. I want to let you know about it real quick before Davis gets into the news. And as I get ready to do that, don't forget that bonga.org.ke is taking care of you. Whatever emotional problems or psychological problems you may be facing, if it's overwhelming, please do not keep it to yourself. Please speak up and go to Bonga. That's bonga.org.ke. All right. I'm getting ready to leave, but I know we'll see you this weekend because we're all going. All right. Like I said, we're all going. This is the plan. So getting transport and accommodation to the WRC Safari Rally, it's not the easiest thing to do right now. The venue, Bar and Bistro, and Truck Boss Adventures are taking care of all of that. They've got packages. You heard me talk about it. As low as 15,000 shillings. You can enjoy an overland truck ride, a few luxury tents available between the 23rd and 26th of June. You don't want to miss out on it. Here we go, truckbossadventures@gmail.com, or get this number down, 0792-546-6656. See you there. Got to get out of here. God bless you. And as I get ready to leave, Football Sundays is on the way. Gospel Tracks soon after that. Got some praise and worship. Soul Groove. Oh, DJ Adrian. One Love, because the reggae don't stop and it really doesn't, with DJ Raz Luigi. And Sunday is wrapped up with none other than the Capital Jazz Club. Kaiman Mwiti and Jacob Asio will be rounding up your Sunday listening. God bless you. Take care. Ciao.
The Lounge with Ciao, every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.